happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In a tradition as old as the Republic, outgoing President Biden tonight had a farewell message to the nation.
He repeated some of his familiar themes.
People should be able to make as much as they can, but play by the same rules. Pay their fair share of taxes.
The president also outlined some of his accomplishments, referencing the infrastructure bill, for example.
It will take time to feel the full impact of all we've done together, but the seeds are planted.
But he also said there are some matters that give him great concern, like unchecked power, oligarchy, and an avalanche of misinformation and disinformation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Israel's cabinet is expected to meet in a few hours to approve a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. In Tel Aviv, CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzio looks at details of that deal.
Phase one would take effect this Sunday and would last 42 days, 6 weeks. And Hamas would then release 33 hostages, including women, the elderly, and the sick over that whole entire time frame in drips and drabs. In exchange, Israel would set free dozens of Palestinian detainees for each of those hostages. Israel would also pull back to Gaza's perimeters, away from the population centers, and then humanitarian aid would be surged in.
President-elect Donald Trump's nominees for top administration positions were on Capitol Hill for confirmation hearings today, and that includes Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi.
Former Attorney General from Florida, who by and large received a pretty welcome reception from senators, but certainly a lot of tough questioning on the part of Democrats as to whether or not she would maintain her independence from the incoming president, which is something that she said that she would run the Justice Department independently.
CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian reporting from Capitol Hill. Questions are mounting regarding why hundreds of Los Angeles Fire Department personnel were initially held back from racing to the scene of the Palisades fire when it first broke out last week. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports on second-guessing over Chief Kristen Crowley's response.
Chief Crowley first blamed budget cuts for the lack of resources, but reportedly as many as 1,000 L.A. firefighters were not initially activated. Some were not asked to stay past their shifts. Others were assigned to non-fire-related 911 calls. It would be another 8 hours before the LA Fire Department sent out an urgent message.
Wall Street closed higher, with all three major stock indexes posting their largest daily percentage gain since November 6. Investors cheering signs that inflation's slowing and corporate earnings remain strong. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The Bucks clobber the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Kings 130-115. Milwaukee with a 21-2 run in the first quarter. Doc Rivers.
We came out, played the right way, ball moved. You know, I think seven or eight guys had over 9 attempts. You know, 45 threes. That just tells you the ball's moving.
College hoops, Greg Gard gets his 200th career win as Wisconsin held on to win 70-68 over Ohio State at the Kohl Center. David Joplin with 30 points as Marquette gets past DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NFL, Matt LaFleur on what does Jordan Love need to improve as the Packers quarterback.
I think the next step is just to continue to evolve as a vocal leader. I think that just kind of comes with the position naturally. And I think he's taken steps to get there, but I think he can really demand a lot because the locker room, they respect him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wava, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow and flurries will be likely in the overnight with our total accumulation an inch or less. Clouds will stay put and temperatures rising to the mid-20s by daybreak. Northwest winds will develop. They'll be gusty. Mostly cloudy, breezy Thursday, lower 30s. It's 21 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Governor Evers announcing a new Office of Violence Prevention, talking about gun safety, and J.R. Ratcliffe. Stalk all things sports in hour number two. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program and to Middays with Mark. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and chair of the Congressional Equity Caucus, or Equality Caucus, excuse me. Pocan.house.gov and over on Blue Sky, Pocan.house.gov. Congressman, welcome back to the program. I'm wondering what's your take on all the events of the day, the Hegseth hearings yesterday, the ones that are going on today, and also, you know, there's been announced a peace deal with Hamas and Israel, and Donald Trump has come out and taken credit for it, and Lauren Boebert just said, wow, look at how much President Trump has accomplished already. I mean, she literally just tweeted that about the peace deal.
Lots going on, for sure. And, you know, I think on that, it's just so long overdue that, you know, many of us are just going to celebrate it and not worry about the credit side of it all as much as, you know, unfortunately, a minimum of 46,000 people have been killed in Palestine, 1,000 in Israel. Devastation completely of Gaza has come out of all of this. And, you know, anything that can end the killing is positive. And I'm again, long overdue. Very glad to have that happen. On the other fronts, I mean, starting to see some of these cabinet secretaries, potential cabinet secretaries come forth and talk to the Senate. I thought Hegseth, I only watched a little bit because I've been really busy this week. But not answering any questions, really. I mean, you know, he just didn't meet with the Democratic senators ahead of time, like tradition always happens. I mean, it just it's I think a foreshadowing of what may start happening on Monday when Donald Trump actually becomes president. And I think we need to be worried about that quite a bit.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to share or get out here before we start picking up calls?
No, I think let's just go ahead and take calls, Tom. That
okay,
good.
Let's do it. Mark, in South Bend, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, good afternoon, Congressman Pocan. An honor to talk with you again. I got a question I was talking to Tom about the other day is cryptocurrency. Now that Trump's back in and he's with Musk is big in cryptocurrency, big billion-dollar accounts in that. And whoever the Treasury Secretary is, I don't know if you serve on the House Banking Committee or not, or Finance Committee. But, you know, I talked to Tom. We got cut off. It ran out of time eventually. That technically Trump and Musk and the Secretary of Treasury could try to come up with a law saying that in future debt cycles that the Treasury conducts with the Federal Reserve, they could purchase cryptocurrency accounts internationally instead of do actual Treasury debt auctions. And the cryptocurrency wouldn't be collecting an interest that is paid for by the taxpayers.
So, Mark, I need you to get to your question for Congressman Pocan.
My question is, Congressman Pocan, have you ever heard anything about that or as an option of replacing Treasury auctions cycles?
No, as you said, I'm not on the Financial Services Committee. However, I can tell you this. In addition to Elon Musk's involvement with cryptocurrency, about $400 million was spent in the collections during the elections by crypto forces. And, you know, I think they're definitely going to be there's going to be some plays for legislation in this session just by that kind of activity alone, much less watching where the administration may go with some of the key players like Elon Musk. So we have to watch it all very closely, just make sure we're making the right decisions around this. But there's definitely been a lot of influence just in the last few months in this area, and that means we got to watch it extra closely.
James in Montgomery, Alabama. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you, Tom. Hello, Representative. It's an honor to talk to you. I was wondering, from what I understand, the Republicans have a one-seat majority in the House. Is that true?
So technically, we have 215 seats. They have 220 with Matt Gaetz gone, I think is my math on this. What it comes down to is with two of the appointments that Trump is pulling out of the House, they will have a one-seat margin until there are special elections.
Plus, one of their members is in a dementia home.
She didn't run again, so that one doesn't matter for numbers. So I think what it just comes down to is they have a one-seat margin effectively until probably early April.
Okay. James,
wow.
Thank you for the call. Colleen in Seattle. Hey, Colleen, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom, and thank you for taking my call and a longtime listener. And I really, after hearing a woman talk about Medicare Advantage last week on Mark's program, I just wanted to say, how do people push back on Medicare Advantage, and why are we beholden to them when it's our accounts they are gambling with? I'm presently in a, you know, I'm trying to get off Medicare Advantage and to go to Original, and they totally generated this result of a health questionnaire that was AI generated, obviously. It's totally false information. And so I'm now stuck in trying, you know, the hamster wheel of this appeal, trying to,
you know. You don't need their permission, Colleen, to leave. You need Medicare to take you. But Medicare Advantage people, you know, they will lie to you. They will, you know, flood you with BS. But you don't need their permission to go to real Medicare. But let's let Congressman Pocan. Was there a specific question, Colleen? I'm sorry.
That's how do we push back? I feel like I'm stuck in this, and like they have their claws in me.
Got it, Congressman.
So, Colleen, in about an hour and a half, I have Wendell Potter, who is a former health insurance executive who's become a whistleblower and talks very negatively about these Medicare Advantage programs. They're very profitable, twice as profitable as normal health insurance, but all the problems. And I have a sheet you can't see unless you're watching on TV right now, but of questions for Wendell Potter and problems that we've seen with the program. And there are many, including the problem you're having is trying to get back to Medicare once you've been on Medicare Advantage. I think the main thing we have to do is reach out to our elected officials and talk about this. A majority of people in this country, Tom, are now on Medicare Advantage or on Medicare, and that's a private insurance alternative. And when I ask people in town halls who's on Medicare, who's on Medicare Advantage, most people don't really know the difference. They just see Medicare in the name. They assume it's Medicare. And Medicare Advantage is a private insurance alternative to Medicare. Only Medicare is Medicare. So we are actually putting out a whole bunch of new legislation around this. We've been talking to some of the advocates about a half a dozen new bills to try to raise awareness to do just what you're talking about, Colleen, what the problems are with it. And in the meantime, just make sure people know when those periods come to sign up, a lot of commercials will be on TV. There won't be for Medicare. There will be for Medicare Advantage. Don't let people get fooled.
Right. And don't even bother telling your Medicare Advantage company or asking them permission to leave.
They will lie to you. They will BS you. You'll probably end up hooked up with a salesperson who's working on a commission. It's crazy. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on our Wednesday. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. You can find his website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov, Pocan.house.gov, all that other stuff over on Blue Sky. Check it out. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus taking your calls for the hour. Stay with us. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on 2-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or don't feel didn't feel stressed during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. It's the best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. I use their sleep products. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise, and all are made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. And that code to get 20% off on these great sleep aids and everything else is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com, code TOM. Divided it seems. Voices shouting, truth obscured, but in my heart I'm reassured. I won't be swayed by all the noise. I'll speak my mind, I'll raise my voice. Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Representative. Thank you so much for taking your time to help spread some of the information that's hopefully being picked up by some people that are not able to access better information or getting information from other sources. But I did want to critique the Harris campaign just briefly with the whole idea. They should have been talking about the price gouging aspect of inflation before the convention, which was the first time I heard anyone mention that was Harris in her speech. The other thing is the Democrats don't seem to have a unified message. Republicans' message is real simple. Here's our list of lies. Everybody go repeat them. But the Democrats are kind of all over the place. I watched many congressional debates in the primaries and but in the election cycle of 2022. And I was like, no, none of the Democrats are talking about the global aspect of inflation. None of them are talking about the price gouging aspect due to the monopolization. So, but the main point of my call that I told the screener was that I think you guys need to take on the biggest elephant in the room, which is the false religion and the hypocrisy from the Republicans. I've actually turned a couple of Republicans because I told them abortion's main driver is economics.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I need you to wrap it up and specify your question, please.
Yeah, to start highlighting that voting against SNAP, voting against health care for the less, you know, for the impoverished.
But these are not Christian voting things to do, Joe. Is that your point?
100%.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Congressman?
Yeah, so Joe, first of all, I mean, I want to take it even a little farther back. It should have happened under Joe Biden. They should have talked about inflation differently and the global inflation and what we've done around the Inflation Reduction Act, specifically on inflation earlier. Stan Greenberg, who used to be the pollster for Bill Clinton, married to Rosa DeLauro, who, you know, is an amazing member of Congress and the ranker on the Dem side for appropriations, had a polling showing that we were talking about the wrong issues and that people were talking about cost of living and we needed to shift. And yet when we shifted, it worked, that people knew we had things to point to and all the rest. And that didn't happen. I just want to say that because I think it started earlier. But, you know, one of the things I think this DNC race is about is what does the Dem Party do on messaging? Because you're right. We don't have a single head right now because we don't have a president or a vice president as of Monday. So we need more than ever to get on the same page and repeat things. Unlike the Republicans who just repeat the same lies, we actually have to have some better messaging. And some of that could come out of the DNC certainly as well to be helpful. So couldn't agree with you more.
Bill in Sierra Blanca, Texas, here on the air with Congressman Pocan. Bill, listening on the Tom Hartman app in Sierra Blanca, Texas.
Can you? Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay, go for it, Bill. I can hear you fine.
Thank you, Tom, and Representative Hocan. I called last time you were on Tom's show asking about if you believe Trump will carry out his stated threats regarding tariffs and the Gestapo deportation of Mexican and Central Americans here in the United States. Just real quick background, Governor Abbott has offered and they're planning to build a 5,000-acre detention center in Starr County, Texas, on the border. So I strongly believe we should take them at their word about these tariffs for China and others, and also the deportation aspect. Please take this seriously. What do you think?
Yeah, Bill, so I think the art of what we need to do in the coming months is figure out, you know, what Donald Trump's actually going to do and what's bravado, right? The Gulf of America, Greenland, Panama Canal, Canada, 51st state. I mean, he says a lot of things, but I do think two of the things you mentioned, along with the tax breaks for the wealthiest, are on his for sure list. And he wants to do something with tariffs. I think he's going to have a lot of pushback even within the Republican Party and Republican allies on that. And then on deportation, I think he's going to start with anyone in prison and anyone who just got here. And it's some populations like that. I heard Senator Lankford, a Republican, say some of that. And I think he's exactly right. How much further he goes, we don't know. And that's part of what we have to be ready for anything. And you will have governors who are auditioning to be future presidents who will do anything to, you know, double down on those so-called values. So I think we're watching everything, but the art of what we need to do in the coming months is decide what 10% of what he says he's actually going to do. And I think you did highlight a couple things versus the Gulf of America and that kind of stuff.
Congressman, we have 35 seconds. Trump saying that the United States would consider violence to take Greenland and Panama was basically an endorsement of Putin's invasion of Ukraine and Xi's threat to take Taiwan. Why didn't Democrats freak out more loudly? No president has spoken like that in the modern era, you know, in the 20th or 21st century.
Yeah, the problem is, in that same day, he said many other things, too. And at some point, it gets diluted. That's why, like, I think when he does, I bet you next week he may very likely do 100 executive damage of many of them.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's Steve Bannon's, you know, fire hose of the S-word. Yeah. I get it. Thank you. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls for Representative Mark Pocan.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Middays with Mark, back with more of your calls for the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Biden used his farewell address to the nation several hours ago to warn about the future of democracy.
Americans are being buried under an avalanche of misinformation and disinformation, enabling the abuse of power.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a deal that pauses the devastating 15-month war in Gaza and clears the way for dozens of Israeli hostages to go home.
If it holds, even just through this weekend, we could see some families reunited. And of course, that has huge meaning for those who have been missing their loved ones since that horrific October 7th attack.
CBS's Margaret Brennan reporting. Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi took questions from supportive Republicans and less supportive Democrats at her Senate confirmation hearing.
Like the president, I believe we are on the cusp of a new golden age where the Department of Justice can and will do better if I am confirmed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind the scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks clobber the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Kings 130-115. Milwaukee with a 21-2 run in the first quarter. Doc Rivers.
We came out, played the right way, ball moved. You know, I think 8 or 7 or 8 guys had over 9 attempts, you know, 45 threes. That just tells you the ball's moving.
College hoops, Greg Gard gets his 200th career win as Wisconsin held on to win 70-68 over Ohio State at the Kohl Center. David Joplin with 30 points as Marquette gets past DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NFL, Matt LaFleur on what does Jordan Love need to improve as the Packers quarterback.
I think the next step is just to continue to evolve as a vocal leader. I think that just kind of comes with the position naturally. And I think he's taken steps to get there, but I think he can really demand a lot because the locker room, they respect him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow and flurries will be likely in the overnight with our total accumulation an inch or less. Clouds will stay put and temperatures rising to the mid-20s by daybreak. Northwest winds will develop. They'll be gusty. Mostly cloudy, breezy Thursday, lower 30s. It's 21 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks.
are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special edition. Jeff Wright, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions, will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Money back. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens. One drink a day is all it takes. You'll look and feel healthier with more energy fast, and your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. Seriously. Get your New Year's discount with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com, the place where each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Your New Year's discount is waiting for you at fieldofgreens.com. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, fieldofgreens.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and representing Wisconsin these days. Well, it has been all along. Omar in Herndon, Virginia, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Tom, thanks so much for taking my call. Mr. Pocan, good day to you, sir. My question is that Biden, on his last days, is there any way that he can offer amnesty to the DACA recipients and whether he can offer immigration amnesty to people who are undocumented? Is that something he can do? And can you promise me that you will bring that to him? Request a meeting with him, Mr. Pocan, and present that idea, and you can take credit for it. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Omar, I honestly don't know if that's something he can do. I know that we had put together, by we, the Progressive Caucus, a big list of things we had hoped that they could do. They haven't been as robust in doing things in the final couple months, I think, that many of us had hoped. However, I thought yesterday, getting rid of the state sponsor of terrorism designation for Cuba was huge. Some of the other things that he's done just in the last few days is really big. So there's some movement, but it is hard to get to the White House right now to talk to them about things. And I can't make any guarantees because, trust me, we've tried with a very long list of things we would have liked to have seen done in the final days.
Holly in Washington, D.C., you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. Thank you, Rep. Pocan, for being so proactive on progressive media. It really helped a lot, which brings me to my question. It seems from everything that I'm reading and hearing that one of the ways that the Democrats lost was the media strategy was too far in the past. The Republicans had really dominated the right-wing media sphere.
And social media.
So if that is, that's all one thing.
Yeah.
Is there a concern, does the Democratic Party recognize this, one? Two, is there an organized, funded, concerted effort to switch this around? And if so, why not? If not, why is that true?
Yeah, Holly, you're 100% right. In fact, I think one thing universal by all the different parts of the Democratic Party, we recognize that we've done too much on traditional media. We're not enough like the Republicans have been in some of the more non-traditional media podcasts, some of the other social media aspects. In fact, I think it was of undecided voters, 45% get their information from not traditional media sources, and we just didn't do enough there. And I think, you know, I've certainly heard people like Ben Wickler and I believe Ken Martin also from the DNC talking about this as part of the changes that they want to do with the party. But among us as Democrats in Congress, we've had that conversation, which is why, you know, I'm doing my first podcast today. Probably won't be up for a couple weeks yet because we got a few things that we're working on with it. But we're doing it to help do more outreach. And I think other members are going to do things like this as well. So you're 100% right. What we realized we didn't do enough of, I think all parts of the Democratic Party kind of realize that, and we absolutely need to do more in non-traditional media.
Yeah, one of the amazing statistics that came out of the exit polling was that people who got all or most of their news from social media were like, what, 20% more likely to vote for Trump than people who got their news from traditional media? I mean, it's just amazing.
No, and the good news is literally every, some of us within the Democratic Party disagree on maybe some other parts of what went wrong in November. This is a universal no one has challenged.
Yeah, and of course, Zuckerberg and Musk are pushing this. I saw a statistic a couple of days ago, and I'm sorry, I don't recall where, that said that right-wing memes are five times more likely to be promoted by the algorithms on Facebook and Twitter or Facebook and X than our left-wing memes. I would like to see legislation that requires the I wrote a whole book about this, A Hidden History of Big Brother, that requires the algorithm to be public, to be published publicly, that they must reveal, how they are skewing social media, to its users.
I actually tested this with a New York Times article on an issue and got really low response. And I knew, but people who follow my social media generally have a lot of opinions in this area. So I reposted it without the link. And then I added a second part of the thread saying, I'm doing this purposely to test. And within 2 hours, we already had more than 24 hours worth of engagement and people who saw it just without having a link to the New York Times. So right. Clearly, they are up to a lot of things with those algorithms.
Yeah, and they should be public. They really should. Yeah. And this is Josh Hawley agrees with me on this, for God's sake.
I know.
Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Congressman Pocan. It's good to see you both again. Just wanted a couple things. Earlier caller called about cryptocurrency. And again, just out saying it out there so people know. Number one goal of crypto, people who hold cryptocurrency, is to get the dollars. They want your dollars. That's it. Okay, so on that, my question is, actually, Tom talked to I don't want to call him Screener, Mateo. I want to say his name. It's very helpful. About having, his name is Ben Freeman, D.C. It's at Ben Freeman, D.C. He was actually a worker in a think tank. And he pointed out on C-SPAN, I watched the full program on him, but it would be good, Tom, if you could host him for a little bit to have him answer questions on it. But what the gist of his research is, he no longer he's worked in think tanks, but he did research finding out how the think tanks actually money don't, that the money that they get, it's dark money. It's not fully disclosed. You don't know who
Carol,
is
Carol, I need you to
what.
Get to your point or ask your question, please.
Yes. Representative Pocan, please look into the research from Ben Freeman, D.C. And can you bring this up as the think tank full disclosure of all think tank legislation?
The Quincy Institute, FYI, that she's talking about.
And Quincy does great work on many issues, including international issues and defense issues. By the way, they help us quite a bit on Pentagon overreach. I want to say a fact I said earlier, and I just want to say it again because I want it to sink in for everyone. The amount of money that crypto spent in the last elections was over $400 million. There are not many entities, Tom, that can spend $400 million besides Elon Musk, and his project for Trump, that have put that much into federal elections. And, they don't do it just because they like, the cut of our jaw. It's because they want something. So I think we have to watch very closely for any legislation in this area. I don't even have that much of an opinion because I think a lot of us are still learning a little bit about how this works. But $400 million in elections clearly is a sign that, we need people to be watching this very closely.
Yeah. The number one thing to remember is the cryptocurrency is not a currency. It's a commodity. And, once people understand that, then a whole lot of other stuff falls into place. Richard in Chicago. Hey, Richard, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, thank you. I'm just going to, before I get on what I wanted to say, I think the Democratic Party's problem is more with mainstream media, but that's just my opinion on it. But what I really, the reason I called, with the narrow difference in the House, what is the impact of gerrymandering, and why is this topic not number one in America? After all, it's free elections, right? because it's a one-person vote. Last time around, it was Ohio. They had had legal maps. I think that gave the House to the Republicans last cycle. And I don't understand why it isn't every day something we talk about. And yeah. Do you think that's correct? Maybe I'm wrong.
No, Richard, you're exactly right. The gerrymandering in North Carolina that they did since the normal process, they came back and changed maps due to them having majorities in the legislature, cost us the House of Representatives. Just the change there alone, how many Dem seats we lost, we would have had 218 seats and been in the majority just because of North Carolina. So you're absolutely right. And in my state of Wisconsin, I'm hoping that someone will do a legal challenge because we challenged our state maps and in doing so picked up 14 seats, 10 in the Assembly, 4 in the state Senate, to get rid of these almost super majorities that they had. But in Congress, Democrats have 2 of the 8 seats in what is a very purple state. It should be 4-4 just by population and voting trends. And all the more reason, you're right, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, this is a big deal. Congressman Mark Pocan, former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, currently representing the state of Wisconsin in the 2nd District in the U.S. House of Representatives. Pocan.house.gov on the website. You can find him over on Blue Sky at Rep. Mark Pocan. And we will be back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment. Stay with us. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. Back with your calls for Congressman Pocan.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. It's completely flavorless, so Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Your coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get a 3 or 6 pack at a fraction of the price of other brands. So go to visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Mario in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you, Mr. Hartman. Representative, I try to find a way to put this in perspective. I've been listening to this person for 23 years, and he tells me democracy is not a spectator sport. We have to get involved. Also say that despair is not an option. So I was despair, and I have to do something. So I ditch my cars, and I walk, and I talk to everyone that I can, doctors, nurses, heart surgeons, people on the food line. And what I find that nobody knows the greatest thing that Mr. Biden did in his 4 years, the amazing things that he did. So somebody dropped the ball. Somebody was not available to put in perspective everything that Mr. Biden did. Doctors, surgeons, people in the lines. And what scares me is the people in the food line and the small dollar stores. They do not want and like Mr. Biden. So I don't want to say you guys dropped the ball, but I hope we learn from this, because we have to stop blaming the Republicans and blaming everyone, and we have to take responsibility. Thank you, Mr. Spoken. Mr. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, I agree on the message didn't get out there clearly. You know, the first 2 years of the Biden administration, I thought were enormously powerful. We got a lot done coming out of COVID, doing things to build back better. really accomplishing a lot of very important things for the American people. And I don't think the messages got out. Part of the problem is some of the monies for infrastructure don't get out now. Like, I just saw some money being announced now. It doesn't do a whole lot of good for a November election if the money's coming out now. But, you know, that was one of the challenges. The biggest challenge, though, still was, you know, many countries like us, 12 or 14 around the world, the leaders were thrown out of power because of inflation. Coming out of COVID, we had a lot of inflation. Everything opened up at once, and that created a lot of demand, limited supply, and we all paid a price for it. And Donald Trump was a beneficiary of it more than anything else. So I agree we should have messaged it absolutely better, but ultimately we had a pretty heavy headwind on global inflation.
Brian in Fairmont, Illinois, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you. I was glad to learn that Xarelto, a blood thinner, I take, was on the list of 10 drugs that allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices now. Mm-hmm. And I have a Medicare Plan D. The last year, I paid $680 for this drug. This year, my price increased to $1,700, almost tripling. I don't think that was what the legislation intended, and I wanted to know if you've heard of this.
No, the first time I'm hearing is something like that. I mean, we know there were some problems on how I'm not sure if your drug is one on the list, first of all. So that would be something just to be real sure of. But some of the savings were not passed on in other ways after we passed that. And I think that's something we found that, of course, Big Pharma found ways to scam the system. And, you know, we have to make sure we're closing some of those loopholes. The problem is, I don't know with the incoming administration how possible that's going to be. But please double check to make sure your drug was one on that list. And then I would maybe contact your member of Congress and ask that question.
Robert in Lake Havasu, Arizona. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Professor and Mr. Pocan, a quick question for you, actually a request. We are under a disinformation attack from multiple foreign adversaries. Can we please get some political theater going on? I know that the media likes to ignore the Democratic Party so much, but can you guys please just step in front of the camera and actually tell the American people what's going on? Because it's starting to feel like
Right, Robert, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Thoughts on political theater, Congressman Pocan?
Yeah, I couldn't quite hear either. I think we need to do a lot of resistance, period, starting next week. I mean, Monday, what I'm doing is it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm going to be in my district, not at the inauguration, and I'm going to be meeting with people from the LGBT community who are going to be under attack. I'm meeting with the immigrant community who could be deported and under attack. I'm meeting with postal workers, because there's been talk by Trump of privatizing the postal service. And I'm meeting, actually delivering Meals on Wheels to meet with low-income seniors to talk about what could happen if they decide to change or hurt Social Security or Medicare. So I think, wow, you know, my job that day is to try to raise the profile of some of the folks that are going to be potentially under attack. And I hope that more people are doing that instead of showing up and just clapping like a seal for Donald Trump.
Yeah. Michelle Obama has said she's not going to show up. I think it's time to just abandon any pretense of civility toward this uncivil man, but that's just me. We just have 15 seconds. Any thoughts for people to carry into the next few weeks?
Just, you know, a lot is going to happen next week on these executive orders. And what they're going to hope is we don't notice all the bad ones while we focus on a couple. Just, you know, be prepared to have on speed dial the number of your members of Congress, the number you give out all the time. Tom, thank you for that. Now is more than ever be active.
There you go. 202-224-3121 is that number that Congressman Pocan is talking about. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by today. It's always so great having you on the program.
Yeah, same here, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. How doctors are pushing medical credit cards with 26% interest rates, and the FTC report on big pharmaceutical middlemen, and a federal judge has blocked the FDA on cigarettes. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love
love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll catch up with Melissa Kay from WFHR about Central Wisconsin news, and we'll talk to new state senator Jody Habish-Sinikin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With family members and his vice president seated nearby in the Oval Office, President Biden made his farewell speech to the nation.
President Biden didn't name President-elect Trump during his remarks, but warned about what he says gives him great concern.
Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy.
The president, who is also a U.S. senator for 36 years, touted major legislative wins during his single term in the White House, from a bipartisan infrastructure bill to the Inflation Reduction Act, considered the largest investment in clean energy.
The rest of the world is trying to model it now.
Natalie Brand, CBS News, Washington.
The ceasefire and hostage release deal for Gaza awaits the expected final approval from Israel's cabinet in a few hours as families of the dozens of hostages await their return.